city of Mariupol for safer parts. At least five people were killed in the renewed bombardments on Kiev on the 20th day of the Russian assault, authorities said. Peace talks between Russian and Ukrainian delegations via a video link resumed on Tuesday. Ukrainian officials played up hopes the war could end sooner than expected, saying Moscow may be coming to terms with its failure to impose a new government on Kiev by force. The president of Ukraine continues to appeal to Western leaders to establish a no-fly zone over his country, this time addressing lawmakers in Canada, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky received a standing ovation as heard on CTV. Through a translator, Zelensky asked members of Canada's parliament how they would feel to have bombs raining down on their cities.
Hear all these severe explosions.
And their children dying. Zelensky keeps asking for NATO to establish a no-fly zone.
Close the airspace. Please stop the bombing. How many more cruise missiles have to fall on our cities?
But Western leaders are resisting, fearing it will escalate into a world war. Wednesday morning, Ukraine's president will make a similar appeal to members of the U.S. Congress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg announced its members' leaders will meet in Brussels on March 24th. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will attend. This is VOA News. The United Nations says nearly 3 million Ukrainians have left their country since Russia's invasion nearly a month ago in Europe's biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Most fled to neighboring countries, but increasingly many are moving farther westward. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has the story from Paris.
The train from Stuttgart is pulling into the Gare de l'Est train station in northern Paris, one of several arriving daily with a new influx of Ukrainian refugees.
You want to go by yourself?
Yeah.
Are you alone?
No, we're together.
Anastasia Stadozhitska and her mother, Maria, are speaking to Red Cross workers here who greet the new arrivals. The two women have just made a marathon journey.
We come from Kyiv. The day when the TV tower was attacked, we go to Lviv. We spend, I think, a week in Lviv at our friends in safety, and then we go to Berlin, and then we go to Paris. So, well, it's a strange story, really. It's a strange picture. Just to travel around the Europe because of one strange guy in the world.
The guy she's referring to is Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose forces attacked Kyiv's radio station 2 weeks ago. His invasion has created a widening humanitarian crisis. Just a few thousand Ukrainians have found refuge in France, but their numbers are growing quickly. The French government says it's willing to take up to 100,000. Unlike the 2015 refugee crisis of Africans, Syrians, and others that drew a mixed European response, many Europeans today welcome the Ukrainians. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Thousands of protesters in war-torn Syria's rebel enclave of Idlib on Tuesday marked 11 years since the start of an anti-government uprising, buoyed by the global outcry over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. More than 5,000 took part in one of the largest rallies the region has seen in months. Meanwhile, our top story recapping, Russian airstrikes and shelling smashed into buildings into the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, on Tuesday as invading forces tightened their grip while a convoy of civilians headed out of the besieged port of city of Mariupol for safer parts. At least five were killed on the 20th day of the Russian assault. Reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.